Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Batting seventh and warming up in the bullpen, the catcher, number 12, A.J. Pierzynski.
A.J. Pierzynski.
And now Pierzynski with two outs, top of the ninth. Well hit, right field. White Sox take the lead. A.J. Pierzynski says, take that, Cubs fans.
MLB veteran for 19 seasons.
You play against A.J., you hate him. You hate him. You want to kill him. But you play with him, you hate a little less.
There's only one guy I can tell you that knows every rule in the book, and that's A.J. Pierzynski.
Two-time American League All-Star.
I always tell people I'm famous for two things in Chicago, striking out and getting punched in the face.
Pierzynski knocked over the catcher, Barrett. Oh, Barrett punched Pierzynski right in the grill.
2005 World Series champion.
It's a gunner!
Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
BetMGM ambassador.
As a White Sox fan, what the going on? please tell me why. Please.
Host of the Foul Territory podcast.
Just put me on the fake IL again. Gosh, I wanted to pick the injury. And they said, well, what is it? And I said, anal fissure.
And they want the curtain call, and they got it from their catcher, A.J. Pierzynski.
A.J. Pierzynski with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
We love talking to A.J. Pierzynski. He's with us on the hotline brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. He's calling Sox and Twins on Fox Sports 1 tonight with Kevin Kugler. A.J. Pierzynski back on The Score. What's up, A.J.?
How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I get to watch this game tonight. I'm going to, you know, hope someone scores some runs because both these teams, they don't hit very well.
No. I don't. The White Sox do not seem national TV ready. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, this game was – I got this Monday and next Monday. It's the same two teams in the same channel. At this, you know, one's in Minnesota this week, and next week is back in Chicago. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But I'm looking forward to seeing Cannon pitch tonight. He had a nice debut last time out. So let's see if he can do it again. Like Nastrini, you know, he did great his first time and struggled a second time. So let's see if Cannon can do it, you know, a little better.
So, you know, we played the clip man, it was, what, 2 weeks ago now? Time is just, it all runs together. Sorry, I got a 4 and a 2-year-old. My brain is complete mush. About 2 weeks ago where you revealed that you were no longer employed by the White Sox as an ambassador. What happened? What can you tell us about that?
I think it was last week, wasn't it?
It was just last week. Like I said, I apologize. That's on me. I know it was recent.
Yeah, I think it was last week, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was the week before. I don't know. Sometime like that. What happened was... you know, listen, I don't have a ton of time doing not only the Foul Territory, but also doing the Fox stuff. Plus, I have two teenage kids. You know, and we had some – and I said some things when they hired Chris Getz, and, you know, I gave my thoughts on it. And I thought they should have went outside the organization and looked around a little bit because, listen, you get a chance to interview 29 other teams' best guys that you think are their best guys, and maybe you can steal some ideas. Now, if you want to go back and hire Chris Getz, great. But at the same time, at least go out there and learn it. So – they didn't love that. Listen, I understand. But then we talked and they're like, you know, you're on our payroll. So you know, you probably should, you know, say good things. And I was like, well, I also do this podcast where I'm going to say the truth and I also call games. And we just mutually agreed that it was time to kind of part ways with that. But listen, I love the, still love the White Sox organization and there for the fans. I am a fan. I mean, my phone and my iPad still ding every time White Sox, something happens in a White Sox game. So no hard feelings either way. Just not going to be there regularly like I was the last few years.
So that did not disappoint you?
I mean, I get it. I mean, was I disappointed? Of course. But, you know, they're always like, you know, you always hear, you know, you can say whatever, you know, because listen, I mean, I don't mean, and listen, Ozzie Yin goes on there and says whatever he wants. He's employed by the team. So, I mean, I know it's NBC Sports Chicago, but I mean, he gets into some guys every once in a while. But
yeah,
listen, at the end of the day, I mean, I get it. I get their side of it. I get my side of it. Like I said, there was no hard feelings. I mean, I talked to the people involved and it was just like, okay, it's cool. We'll move on.
Was Chris Getz upset?
You have to ask Chris Getz that. I don't know.
Okay.
We had Chris Getz on my we had Chris Getz on Foul Territory and he was great. I mean, he gave us answers to some questions. Was he upset? I don't know. I haven't really spoken to him about it.
No, we loved when you had him on. You said that's exactly what Rick Hahn said.
Well,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I heard. That's what I said. I heard that one before. I mean, he said we got to earn the trust back of the fans, and I was like, "Wait, didn't we hear that last spring training too?" When Rick Hahn said the same thing.
Because listen, fans hear this, and I've been doing media in Chicago now since January of 2017, so not the longest, but long enough. I've heard from them before. They're sensitive. They don't like that stuff, and obviously I don't work from the team, and it feels like every media person or person in commentary around here has heard from them. I would think, as someone who's worked in media my whole life, having you, popular former player who is a White Sox fan, who gets the alerts, a team that doesn't get all of the attention in the world, you have one of, if not the most popular digital properties in all of baseball that attracts a young audience, I would think I would want to work harder to make AJ Pierzynski say good things about me on Foul Territory as opposed to severing the relationship and being concerned with the criticism.
That's not my decision. Listen, I picked the White Sox to make the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
I root for the White Sox every game. I mean, boy, was I wrong on that one. But listen, I mean, I get made fun of on that show all the time because I root, you know, all these guys are every night we'd have a lock with BetMGM and, you know, Papelbon, Kratz, Scott Braun, Todd Frazier, they're always picking against the White Sox. I get kind of mad about them. I'm like, they got to be better than this. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're 3-18. And, I mean, I get it. Listen, I understand, man. I do. I really do understand why. But, you know, I still like going back to the stadium and seeing everybody. And, I mean, I'll be there to do a couple games this year, not as many in the past because they're not as good. But, you know, I'll still be back there to do some stuff. I'll say hi to everybody. And, you know, like today, in a couple minutes here, I could talk to Pedro Grifol on a Zoom and talk about the team.
So we're talking AJ Pierzynski. He's got the game on FS1 tonight. Okay, well, that's good. So it sounds like you're not closing the door completely on a relationship with the White Sox in the future.
Oh, no. I mean, we had conversations and they, you know, talked to some of the people there and they're like, hey, you know, if we need you to come to this or come to that, we can still be open to it. And I'm like, yeah, it depends on if the timing works. Like I said, I got an 18-year-old and a 17, and one's about to graduate and the other one's a junior in high school. So there's a lot happening. But yeah, at the end of the day, no, I haven't closed the door on anything. Like I said, we left on good terms and
okay.
That's it.
So what's the way out for them on a baseball front?
Find better players. I mean, spend money. Where do we start? Develop players. They haven't done that for a long time. I don't know. What's the way out? I guess. Listen, you got to spend in this league. I'm sorry. I know that people, you know, and Jerry's been kind of good about it. They've been in kind of the middle of the pack, but they haven't jumped in fully either. Let's be honest. They're one of two teams never signed a $100 million player, them and the A's, right? They usually don't want to be involved with the A's and spending money in anything because it's, you know, the A's are known as one of the cheaper teams. And I don't want to say Jerry's cheap at all, but, you know, the facts are the facts, and they haven't done it. And they haven't developed very well. I mean, I've been through this many times, but I don't want to just keep piling on. You know, you're just waiting for players. You know, people are gonna say, "Oh, Luis Robert and this and that." But Luis Robert came from Cuba, where he was kind of almost a finished product, right? I mean, Eloy came in a trade. You know, Moncada came in a trade. I'm talking about homegrown guys. If you look at their team, I mean, Gavin Sheets has been one of their good players this year, so give him credit a little bit for that. But it's taken, you know, 3-4 years. He made some swing changes in the offseason. It's worked. Andrew Vaughn's not having a great start. you just look at some of the guys and you're like, wait a minute, you know, and I get that every team has their hits and their misses, but at some point you want to see more hits than misses, right? You want to see a guy that's drafted in the 15th round that, you know, okay, who's this guy? And then boom, he becomes a productive major leaguer. It just hasn't happened. And I don't know who to blame. Do you blame the front office? Do you blame the drafter? Do you blame the development people? Do you blame the coaches? I don't know. But in order to be competitive, you have to do two things in this game. You have to spend money, you have to develop players, and you have to keep them healthy. And right now they're missing on all those.
Were you, as we're talking to AJ Pierzynski, was it something that you were aware of? You played for different teams. You know all guys all around the league. Like, oh, the White Sox cut corners with international development or minor league infrastructure, or they don't have a pitch lab here like they do in New York or whatever. Like, what? Because that's the argument, right? They're like, well, we spend on payroll, but then people are like, but yeah, but you got to spend on every level of the organization to fully develop. To your point, was it something that you noticed them cutting corners on as a player?
As a player, when I was there, no, they were great. So no, I don't know. I never, because back then, I mean, my last year was 2012 with the White Sox. There was no like cutting corners, as far as I knew. Listen, I mean, I came from the Twins, the cheapest organization in the world. Went to the Giants, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the big leagues, right? And then I came to the White Sox, and everything was great. So I never noticed it because there wasn't pitching labs, and there wasn't analytics, and there wasn't this, and there wasn't that. We just played. Nowadays, yes, there's definitely different feelings. Now, have I heard it from people? Not really. I've heard some, you know, some rumblings from people that left that, you know, this and that was different when they go to other teams. But I'm not in there, so I don't know the answer to that. I know, you know, Eddie Casson's one of the best travel guys in the league, and one of the best guys' job getting you nice hotels and getting buses and planes and all that stuff. And as far as development and all that stuff, I'm not in the minor leagues. I'm not part of the organization. So I can't answer that. You're going to have to ask somebody that was either in the organization or in the fight, because I don't know the answers.
What do you make of the, we'll say, crazy coincidence or disturbing pattern of injuries to high-profile players?
Well, hopefully it's just a crazy coincidence. You know, the soft tissue stuff stinks. You know, there's also been some bad luck. Like Eloy, was it? He jumped up last year opening day and hurt his broken collarbone or some crazy thing, right? Wasn't that?
Well, he had the spring training injury where he tried to rob a home run for some reason,
right?
And like hung on the wall. It was reckless and ridiculous. Yes, bad luck, but like what are you doing that in spring training?
Well, he's trying to play hard. I get it. Moncada's had a history, right? I know everybody wants to blame these guys, but everyone has different tolerance of pain. So it's so hard to, you know, and I don't know what they're going through. So I can't sit here and blame anybody for being, if they say they're hurt, they're hurt. I know fans get frustrated, players, people get frustrated, but listen, man, you want your best players out there. And anytime you lose, you know, Luis Robert, who's by far your best offensive weapon, you lose Moncada, who was hoping to have a bounce back here, and then Eloy, who could hit you 40 home runs, it's a tough way to start. And their offense has shown it. I don't know why. I mean, Herm's still kind of around a little bit, but I know Alan Thomas, Dale Torborg, you know, a bunch of the guys that were the strength guys that kept us on the field are not there anymore. Some of the training staff has turned over a couple times. Again, I'm not there, so I can't speak on some of this. I know everyone wants you to say like, oh, you have a magic answer. I'm not there, so I can't speak on what they do.
People talk to you, though. You know what I mean? Like, I got to imagine you're pretty connected,
like,
still.
People send me stuff like, you know, there was a big thing going around the other day. I don't know if it was on the internet or what, but it was like stretch optional, batting practice optional. And they're like, no wonder everybody gets hurt. Well, guess what? A lot of teams do it that way now. It's just you get stretched on your own, or you do this or do that. I mean, I played with Nick Markakis for 2 years. He never took BP on the field. He hit in the cage every day, and he raked every year. So, and he didn't go out on the field and stretch with us or do anything. It was just the way he did it. So, I mean, everyone's different. It's just a bad perception when you see guys get hurt, right?
Yes.
And then they see, oh, stretch optional. Oh no, this is why. It's not why. Some people are just more injury prone, and I don't know why. If I knew that, I'd be a trainer, doctor, something.
Did you find yourself being kindred spirits with Tim Anderson when he said F y'all to Cubs fans over the weekend?
I didn't see that, but I find it kind of funny.
Yeah.
No, I missed that. What did he do to
I don't know. I don't know what interaction it was or whatever, but he just was yelling F y'all. To clearly to Cubs fans at Wrigley. So, you know.
Well, I'm assuming there wasn't a ton of Marlins fans there, so it probably had to be a Cubs fans, right?
Yes. No, it was very, very clearly at Cubs fans. I hope he bounces back, man. I always root for TA.
I do too. Listen, and you know, listen, I want people to understand something. I don't hate Cub fans. I don't at all. I think it's great. I love it when a Cub fan comes up to me and says something, and when I'm in Chicago or somewhere else, and, you know, hey, I'm a Cub fan, man, I hate you. And I'm like, dude, cool. Like, that's pretty awesome if someone goes out of their way to come up to you and they see you and they say that. And that means, you know, you probably did something to break their heart along the way, which I think I had a couple of those.
You certainly made an impact. Well, AJ, have a good broadcast on FS1, man, and thank you for the time and the candor as always. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, and yeah, hopefully they'll turn it around at some point.
At some point. And keep Kratz in line, okay?
what's the line I keep hearing from Pedro? We got to execute better, so maybe they'll start executing.
Maybe. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
That's AJ Pierzynski. Foul Territory. You should check it out. FS1 with Kevin Kugler doing the national broadcast tonight. They're so sensitive, man. They're so sensitive about every little thing that just – that guy could be much more of an asset to them, even with the occasional criticism on that program. That's that is much more the White Sox loss than AJ's loss, at least from the chair that I'm sitting in. And it'll be good to see him on the national call with Kevin Kugler, who's a really good broadcaster, by the way, tonight on FS1. Oh, no! AJ moved up to 440. So my open about just...
Why do you think I asked AJ to move?
I'm not...
Oh, no!
Yeah.
No!
I'm not listening to the re-air of this Tanny Open today. It was very painful for me. It's Parkinson's Spiegel on the screen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.